Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:04, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. On Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. It's Talented People. We have a special episode today. It's only 2:02 in the afternoon. It's the 28th of September. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is like going to be such a great show. If you happen to be listening earlier today to Raising Conscious Kids, we have a guest in studio. Her name's Karen Stone, and she's the founder and originator of a product line called EQ for Kids. You can find it online. And the company is called Soft Stone Products. They're Santa Choice Award-winning, Mariah Media Award-winning as well. I'm going to give you an update of the forecast if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area. This afternoon, slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., cloudy with a high about 70. Tonight, chance of showers again before 7 p.m. and then patchy drizzle between 7 and 9 p.m. Then again, showers after 9, cloudy with a low about 59. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 3 in the afternoon, about 80% chance of precipitation, and we're going to have pretty much a high about 67. Same exact thing on Thursday night with a low probably closer to, 58, there we go. Friday, showers all day, the high is 65, and the same thing with a low about 58 on Friday night. Same thing again with a high of 68 on Saturday, a low about 57 Saturday night, and then again, same 74 is a high and 56 is a low on Sunday night. So we're going to go to a really quick break, and then we'll be back with our conversation here on Talented People with Karen Stone, originator of Soft Stone, and you can find it online at eqforchildren.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. 204 today, actually doing a special show because we have a special guest in town. She came into the studio this morning for Raising Conscious Kids because her amazing product line is available for online at EQ for Kids, for Children, excuse me, and it's Softstone Inc. We just want to talk to you about everything about it. So let's start first with you, Karen. Tell us a little bit about yourself so everybody knows about you.
Well, I started this for a reason that was very personal to me, and that's because I grew up in Atlantic City, on the boardwalk of Atlantic City, okay, back in the 60s, and back in the 40s. I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
No. Back in the, I guess I was born in 46, so that tells you how old I am now.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, grew up in Atlantic City on the boardwalk, and I was there to the age of 12. And I had a very unusual childhood there. And in Atlantic City at that time, the boardwalk was only active during the summer months. And in the winter months, it was quite lonely as a child.
I bet.
And I didn't have a neighborhood to play in and children to play with. And so I developed a very vivid imagination and, you know, had a lot of things that I used to dream about and think about. And that has a lot to do with my product line and all my characters right now. But I know that I had a lot of the purpose for this, and the force that pushes me forward is the fact that I was bullied, you know, as a child. And I was bullied for many reasons. I was bullied because I lived far away from school. I was bullied because I had to take transportation to school. I took a jitney bus all by myself at 5 years old.
I cannot believe that.
Yes. I made friends with all the jitney drivers. And just so they would look out for me, okay?
Yeah.
And then I would get there, and I was on the outside looking in. I mean, because the kids all had their friends. They all had their neighborhood friends that they would, you know, walk to school with and go back home with and play on the weekends, and I wasn't part of that. I also had the unfortunately, I also became chunky at one, you know, at an early age. And I also had quite protruding teeth, buck teeth, as they called them back then. And so I was teased for my teeth. I was teased about my weight. And I was teased because I was not a part of that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so that had a very it had a tremendous impact on my life. Of course, back then, I didn't realize the impact it was going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a difficult time at home. And, you know, living on the boardwalk was difficult for my family and for my mother especially. And it was not the life she had pictured. So I had to deal with also, you know, living in those circumstances. And as I grew older and we moved to Margate, you know, when I was in junior high school. And I had kind of a normal, you know, some friends and that kind of thing, and things got a little better. And then I went to high school, and then the bullying started all over again. And I was picked on and teased mercilessly.
It's just so awful. And, like, honestly, if you could share a little bit, like, what was it that they did to you? What was the bully doing?
Well, they called me names like Hortense.
And,
and you know, that I was fat and that I had braces and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was very demeaning.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And though I didn't know it as bullying at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, we didn't have that. You know, I knew I was being teased and everything. But back then, you know, that was a common thing, you know, and boys will be boys.
Right. Okay. Not now.
Yeah. And the girls are very... to this day, they still are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're very cliquey.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to belong. We had sororities in high school, which was very, fraternities and sororities in high school, and that was very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to belong to a sorority because I felt that I didn't like how mean they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most significant thing I remember from my childhood is that, and which has a lot to do with what I'm doing today, is that at 5 years old, I can remember thinking that I want to stop meanness in the world.
Aww. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, like seriously, out there, everybody listening to Talented People, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest is Karen Stone, and she's talking about an award-winning series of products that are under the brand. If you look online, it's EQForChildren.com, and the company's name is Softstone. And basically, the company is committed to the emotional well-being of children, and it actually comes from Karen's childhood. As you hear, she was bullied, and she really wanted to create like her own land of love and joy. And so I'm sharing this with you because we're not only just listening and learning about the products and how they came along, but we're also listening to a person who had to be challenged from a young age, not only just on the negative side and being bullied, but to actually use that for good at the end of the day, create a completely positive line of products for parents, teachers. If you're a homeschooling family or if you're just a single parent or both, it's for you. So tell everybody a little bit about the product line for a second, and then we're going to go back to our first break, and then we'll go back to your story.
The product line is began with CJ, the main character CJ, and he's a seven-pointed star. And I always wanted to be a shining star, which I never felt like I was. And so CJ is a star, and he has 7 points, and each point of his star is a way for children to become emotionally intelligent. And I call them the voices of CJ because we are the voices we hear. And children have to be very cognizant of the voices that they use and the voices that they hear, and that they not take in those voices. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're very negative, and it's very important to know that those voices are not about them, okay, in particular. That those voices come from a place of sometimes people being frustrated or angry or upset, but has nothing to do with who they are as human beings and people. And so this program helps children to understand their goodness, helps children to be able to manage their emotions. It helps children to learn how to be themselves emotionally safe within themselves. And CJ, our main character, stands for Creator of Joy, okay, teaches children how to be creators of joy for themselves and for others. And he teaches them that by giving gifts of love and having happy thoughts, and being a great helper, thinking and shouting affirmations of love, learning how to be accountable by saying I'm sorry and forgiveness. He teaches children how to play and how to be a buddy. And he also teaches gratefulness and how to, you know, overcome challenges through gratefulness. And I use the program myself, and I've learned how to be emotionally intelligent using my own program and developing those 7 attributes of emotional intelligence. Now, the 7 attributes of emotional intelligence are, they are having empathy, being self-confident, and being able to create motivation, self-motivation, delay gratification, impulse control, being able to self-soothe and calm yourself down, being able to not let things that happen in your life swamp the ability to think. In other words, if you've hurt somebody or somebody has hurt you, then you can't allow that. You need to be accountable and you need to address it immediately because that will get you stuck. And so that's very important. We also learn intention is very important, and being able to sustain hope. That's one of the also 7 attributes of emotional intelligence. And being able to sustain hope comes through play, and comes from connecting with people and being able to share your stories and share your feelings and share who you are. And that keeps you going, and it keeps your life, you know, being able to reach your goals and reach your dreams. And the last one is how to persist in the face of frustration. How do we overcome life that is not fair? How do we overcome all of our challenges? And in many times, being playing victim does not let us move forward, does not let us see that there's more to life, that we can move on, that there are choices to be made. And I think that the most important thing we have to remember is that everything we do, think, say, and do is a choice. And even when challenges come along, we do have choices. And so gratefulness helps us to get out of the place of victim and move into what we to be grateful for what we have and who we are.
I just think that's so intense, and I just want everybody to know, like, what you were saying, you know, you mentioned earlier today, like, that children at such a young age can start to mirror and learn this, the good versus right. the bad from, mm-hmm. like, birth to 6 years old or so. So your program brings in so much of what you just described, but also can have that child learn so easily and young, and you said within 6 seconds, which is so cool too, like so many things. We're going to go to our first break real quick. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is a special episode of Talented People. It's 2:15 on the 28th of September, and our guest is Karen Stone in studio today from the company Softstone, that is online at eqforchildren.com. Stay with us, and we're going to learn all about her adventures, not only in making the world a better place for kids, but also in as a entrepreneur, which we always want to hear about and inspire you. If you've got something on your mind, to go for it. So we're going to go to our first break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, parent planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's Hunterton Chamber Radio. We appreciate the Hunterton Chamber of Commerce's studio here to broadcast this live across the nation, telling you about a talented person. Her name's Karen Stone, and her amazing, and I'm saying this from my heart, product line, Soft Stone Inc. is the name of the company. They're committed to the emotional well-being of children, EQforChildren.com online. If you have kids, and they're playing on handheld games or anything else, take a minute and go to the website and divert their attention over to something so incredibly positive that it's just my pleasure to have her in studio today talking about it with you. I'm going to let you know a little bit about the Santa Choice Awards, and Mariah Media have given her awards for her full line of products that she had sent to them. And I want to read some of the feedback real quick just so you can get a feel from those outside reviewers that had this product line. One writes directly to her saying, "Thank you for creating such an easy-to-use system. It instills all of the traits we want to teach children." And she just got an absolutely award-winning feedback on a scale of 1 to 10. And then another one of the reviewer sites said, "Congratulations for creating a much-needed program. There is too much negativity in the media, and this program deeply offsets that for children." And the third one just says the system should be in every school system, basically. And so if you're out there and you are interested, if you have a grandchild, not only should your kids have this for their kids, but you might want to have it for yourself, because a lot of the feedback that we got was that also that the reviewers felt like it was such an opportunity for the parents to be reminded of positivity. And we talked about this a little earlier, too, about how, it's so easy just like, "Morning, how are you today? How's your day at school?" Right? And then all of a sudden, you're done with that conversation. Give everybody an example about how you make something more out of that, which is just so easy to do, and I never thought of it myself.
The Voices of CJ is a poster that you put on your refrigerator. It comes with the parent guide, and the parent guide is very easy to read and gives you suggestions of how you can incorporate emotional intelligence and into everyday activities, okay, and teach your children these skills in a very fun and engaging way. And the Voices of CJ is on your refrigerator or wherever you choose to put it, and it's a great way to open a conversation. When your children leave for school, you can say, "Don't forget to be creators of joy today. Be a CJ."
I love that.
And when you come home, you can say, "Wow, how were you a creator of joy today?" And you can point to the seven ways they could have been a creator of joy. And the engaging of the conversation begins right there. Because as we know, children, "How was your day?" "Fine."
Right. So. And I would always just accept that. And I'm so mad at myself now when I go back to when I was with the little kids. Even just now, we were walking down the street. We saw those two adorable little daughters. And then you could see that one girl. She wanted to have some more communication. Just so cool. And I do think, there's so many settings, like if the homeschooling or if it's just in the morning or, they're just sitting there watching TV, right? There's so many positive things you could do. Tell us about the one you were talking about a happy thought, or tell me something positive. How did you do that before?
Okay. "Can I have a happy thought, please?" It's very important that we be able to come from a place of negativity only begets negativity. And when we're in those negative thoughts, not that they're bad or anything else, but when we're in negative thoughts, it's very difficult. It really clogs up your mind and it really stops your brain. And the way to get to a better place so that you can think and make a choice, because everything we think, say, and do is a choice. The way you can do that, it only takes 6 seconds. And here's how you can create the 6 seconds. "Can I have a happy thought, please?" And children, you can use it with your children if they're upset, if you've heard a voice that was not kind. Instead of addressing it as, "That's not nice," or, "You shouldn't say that." This is a way for them to make a decision for themselves, and for them to choose a different thought and a different way of engaging and a different way of behaving. it's all about a yes program. It's not about saying no to anything. It's about teaching your children those skills that give them the opportunity, okay, to make their own choice, to think through things. You know, parents love to control how children think and what they wear and what they do. Well, guess what, parents? You can't control what they think. And here's a way for you to have them be able to monitor their own thoughts. Help them get to a place where they can be positive and can think through their thoughts and make a good choice. And my characters also help. I have really cute and engaging characters. And Bo's nose, okay, he has a bow for his nose. And when children, and he says, "Can I have a happy thought, please?" Along with CJ, of course. And when that happens, you know, and the children have a happy thought, his bow jiggles and wiggles with joy. And when he hears voices that are not nice or not kind, his bow droops, okay? And the children love to see his bow wiggle. And so they're going to stop and think. And a happy choice can be anything. You know, a happy thought can be anything. But it also reminds you as adults, you know, when your mind is going and it's running and you're thinking about all the things you got to do the day and all the things that's wrong, take a breath, stop for 6 seconds, and just say to yourself, "Can I have a happy thought, please?" Watch, everybody. Watch how easy it is and how quickly you can move forward.
I love it, and it's so true. Our guest in studio again, Karen Stone. She's the founder and creator of the line of products that you have to check them out. There's a Soft Stone Online EQ4Children.com. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're going to our news and weather. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't know whether there's an epidemic of violence. My instincts tell me there isn't, but I don't know. I can't tell you whether shootings involving people of any different color are up or down or sideways, and nor can anybody else in this country.
That's FBI Director James Comey testifying before Congress that Black Lives Matter actually has no conclusive evidence that there's an epidemic of crime against young blacks by police officers. Comey said there is no data to back up the assertions, and it would take 2 years to get an organization together to get enough data to make an educated decision. The head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, testified before Congress today that banks are in better shape than they were years ago.
That large banking organizations should maintain sufficient capital buffers to withstand a period of significant stress.
Yellen continues to deny the Fed's trying to manipulate the economy for the benefit of Hillary Clinton after it was found one of the board's governors made donations to the Clinton campaign. USA Radio News.
You've seen the headlines. Yahoo was hacked and over 500 million user accounts were jeopardized. If you have ever had a Yahoo email account, you're at risk of identity theft, and you must protect yourself now. ID Lion has got your back. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, and you should prepare for the worst. The fraud resolution team at ID Lion is there to help you if your identity has been stolen. 1 in 4 Americans will experience identity theft. Insure your identity now with ID Lion. Call 1-800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listeners, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. Again, the number to call, ID Lion, 1-800-941-6844.
New York police and firefighters are paying tribute to a firefighter killed yesterday in the explosion of a drug house.
Michael Fahey is being described as a special guy who was an excellent fire chief in the 19th Battalion, a great family man who spent time coaching his 3 young children, Fire Chief Mike Woods.
So obviously the loss is tremendous for us, and I know everybody here feels terrible that, you know, his 3 children will have to grow up without him, but we're going to do our best to make sure his memory lives on.
A fund is being set up to support Fahey's family. To donate, go to fdnyfoundation.org. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Baseball fans are paying tribute to Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez today. A gathering is taking place at Marlins Park, and then a procession will go to a local Catholic church in Miami for a blessing. The Marlins ace was killed in a boating accident when his speeding boat crashed into a rocky shoal. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Shocking new revelations about the man killed by police in Charlotte. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Less than a year before a Charlotte, North Carolina police officer killed him, Keith Scott's wife reportedly said in court papers he threatened to kill his family with a gun. A document posted online by Time Warner Cable News shows Rakia Scott sought a domestic violence protective order against him last October, although a week later she had it dismissed. But in her motion, she said Scott told her, quote, he's a killer and that his family should know that. Police say Scott had a gun in his hand when an officer shot and killed him last week, prompting days of violent protests in Charlotte. I'm Chris Barnes.
A man has been shot by police in Phoenix after he rammed a squad car with his vehicle. Here's the full story.
Officials say officers pulled the man over last night at an AM-PM near Loop 101 and 19th Avenue. Investigators say the man shoved his car in reverse and slammed into the patrol car. An officer in an unmarked patrol car then shot the guy in the eye. Cops were seen performing CPR, and a second guy inside the guy's car was taken into custody. Law enforcement officials say they found two handguns in the car, and the man is now in extremely critical condition. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Senators are questioning Hillary Clinton's failure as Secretary of State to designate Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram as a foreign terrorist organization. Louisiana Senator David Vitter showed the Clinton Foundation received $5 million from a Nigerian land developer around the time Clinton wouldn't name the group a terrorist organization. More news online at USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's 2:31 in the afternoon, and we're having a special talented people today because we have a special, especially talented woman in our studio. Her name is Karen Stone, and she's been talking to us about this, and I'm going to tell you from my heart, okay? She's got this line of products, again, online, EQForChildren.com. And what she's done is taken her childhood, which was a little challenging, as I guess to say, like, at the least, she was bullied and she did not have a great environment at home. And so she struggled with this for, like, all through high school and then even perhaps a little college until she was accepted, which is a kind of a cool story. And then basically turned it all around and created this amazing product line, award-winning, at least two awards already, Mariah Media and Santa Choice Awards that we're featuring between Raising Conscious Kids and Talented People through the holiday season. You can go online at Santa Choice Awards to review and learn more. And then you can go directly to, again, the website EQ for Children. But in short, it's a very, very positive line of products. CJ is the main character. He's just totally adorable. It'd be like your best friend if you were a kid. It would be. That's about it. And you could be having the joy of seeing your child have such a good time with such a positive friend, CJ, who's going to guide him, either girl or boy, in the right direction. It's very gender neutral.
It's gender neutral, yes.
Yeah, that's right. And
well, I called him a he.
Huh?
Because I wanted boys to be connected to him too.
Well, I thought of him as a he because it's CJ, but you know, you never really know, and you can't really tell. But if I were a little girl today, I would be so into this character, and I know the boys would be too.
Yeah, well, all the children are.
Yeah,
they love him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, how rewarding!
Yes.
So tell us about, like, as a business owner, some of the most positive times throughout the years that you've gone through and what struggles you've had.
Yeah.
Some advice to out there who want to have their own business.
Well, when I started this 30 years ago, it came about in a very unusual way. I was devastated from the end of a marriage, and I wanted to know why my life was such a mess. And so, you know, if I was smart, and I had just gotten my master's degree in learning disabilities, and I wanted to know, well, if I'm so smart, why is my life such a mess? And why can't I, you know, move forward in the world and have the things that I want? Which was, one of them was a good relationship, you know, with someone. And so I started to do, I read every self-help book there was. I started to do workshops. And in one of the workshops, I met a woman. And we just would have lunch together. And I met her when I was working for the Ronald McDonald House. I was working as a learning consultant there, helping children who had cancer be able to get back into their school systems and be able to have a normal life. And because we found that it made such a difference. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that, and I met her, and she asked me to go to this workshop. And that workshop was a very powerful influence on me, on the seven different concepts that help us to move forward, help us to realign our lives. And so I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could take these seven things I've learned and teach children how their goodness and how good they are and how wonderful they are? Because I always thought I was fat, ugly, and stupid. Okay. I mean, that was, I just thought that forever. Okay. That's not a very good way to feel about yourself.
Right.
And so I wanted children not to have, and I learned that from the voices I heard. So I wanted children to understand that those voices don't mean that you are that.
Right.
And so 30 years ago, I put together, I learned that I could be an entrepreneur, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I put together a corporation called CJ's Universe. And I had a couple partners and people that believed in this and, you know, wanted this to happen. One of them was the person who came to help me. I had met her when I was a learning consultant, and she was a school teacher. And she came to live with me and helped me during a very difficult time. And she actually did the first design for the CJ book. So that's really special to me. CJ children's book. And, but it didn't work. I was so excited. I remember getting up. I left my job.
Wow.
Yeah. And I I had savings and I was going to do all this. And I got very poor financial advice. And, you know, I had partners that really weren't interested in, helping me. I didn't understand business, and I didn't understand what it meant to be a partner. So all of that, and I ended up in terrible debt, and I ended up, having to go back to work full time, and then having to pay back all my debt. And I had to give up CJ, and in the process, I lost CJ for 10 years.
That's just incredible, okay? Because the story turns around and becomes so positive, just like your whole line of stuff.
Yeah.
So tell us.
So I lost CJ for 10 years, but CJ has always been in the back of my mind, on the back of my, world. And, of course, I used a lot of CJ's concepts to raise my children, and I have some with disabilities and my daughter. And I was a single mom for many years. And so I needed to have, a way of raising them so that they would become responsible, accountable people. And my son grew, and he did so well with us. And, he succeeded way beyond my expectations and everybody else's. After 10 years and paying back my debt and being a single mom and struggling to get my world back online, that little voice in there kept saying, CJ, CJ. And so I was lucky. One of the partners let go, and I was able to reform and get a new company called Softstone, actually. And Softstone started about 20-some years ago. And I had two SBA loans and then another loan that I took. I'd get a little farther and move a little farther. And then, I'd have to pay back. I couldn't get far enough. And then I'd have to pay back. And then the characters began to happen. I began to create all the characters. And so it began to look different. And the wonderful story about the characters is that I had all these characters in my head, and I knew what they looked like, and I knew what I wanted them to be. And through one of my jobs that I went back, I ran a learning center, actually. And I, in running the learning center, I met one of my dear friends, and she introduced me to this young man who was actually going blind. And I would tell, he says, I never did this before, and I can't do this. I always do, you know, negative stuff. I never have done anything positive. And so I said, oh, but you can do this. I know you can do this, okay? You know, you do such great cartoons and things like that. He says, well, I'll give it a try. So anyway, we met. I told him what they all look like, and they look just like that today. I mean, they were perfect just the way they are.
Wow.
You know, as CJ says, I love you. You're perfect just the way you are. Well, the characters were just, you know, the ones that I had given them. You know, Rainbow Rudy and Lily Loverbody and Hug a Heart. And, you know, please go on my website and see my characters and let your kids play the games. But, you know, it's been every time I get a little further, and then I'd have to go back to work being a single parent and my son with disabilities. And you know, every time my daughter was in college, you know, so every time I get so far and then I have to pay back my debt, and here it is, okay, 30 years later, and, you know, I'm finally getting an opportunity to do this.
Oh, God, and it's so great.
For which I'm very grateful.
Yeah, you should be. And, you know, it's kind of funny, like, even on the website, like, you know, this just is so much fun. You can go and join the CJ Kids Club mailing list if you go on to the EQForChildren.com website, just to check it out, just to see the characters, just to get a feel for the positivity, and just to get to know Karen, too, because behind every good product is a good person, and this is extraordinary stuff. And I just want you to know, it's just so cute. Emotional development. It's like, I wish, in a way, like, it's almost like you wish you had like a Disney World for this, you know, yes, where that you could just have your kids go and everything around them is positive. Little reminders. Tell us about the affirmations.
Well, the affirmations, that's part of self-soothing, and it's also part of developing a sense of yourself. So my affirmations are, I am happy, I am good, I am smart, I am kind, I am helpful. And, you know, I ask parents that when their children say, I am kind, that they say, yes, you are. Because feedback is very, very important. Feedback for anything that is positive is very important. And always respond with your children with a full sentence. Because they don't always know what you mean or what you're saying. You know, thank you for being a creator of joy. I am so I'm so grateful for the help you gave me today. Because they don't understand why you're thanking them. You need to complete and tell them why you're so proud of them and why, you know, they were a creator of joy. And, you know, feelings, everything is, our whole life is dealt with feelings. It's 80% of the reason we're successful in life. If we learn how to manage our emotions and we learn to be able to, you know, move forward in life when there's challenges, then we can succeed at anything.
Right.
And I'm proof of that.
You are,
okay? I am perfect proof of that. But the affirmations, I do them all the time. And I say them all the time because in 6 seconds, you can change your mind.
Give us an example of one.
Well, I am happy. Okay? And if I keep saying it over and over again, all of a sudden, I feel happy.
Right.
You know, I get to feel like, and I can move forward and I think about things that I want to be happy about. And if you ask, a child has to understand what happy is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say, how do you feel? What makes you feel happy? You know, how does that feel to you? And what do you do to make yourself feel happy? So you have to teach them what these feelings are. Kind. I am kind.
Yeah, and it's not being taught. This is, I'm going to just jump in
right
here. We have about a minute for our break, but I'll say, what you're saying is so simple and so important because people don't, like if you said, you know, finish your sentence, make sure that your child understands you. I remember like just being a kid and someone said something, I think it was my mom or my aunt or someone said something to me, like, and I was really young, like 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just will never forget it because all the person said was something like, I'm going to give you the position of supervisor for the, you know, the rest of the kids here for about 5 minutes or whatever. And I remember my whole life I've felt like I was necessary or something. But one little thing that made
absolutely
such a difference. The other day I was walking down Main Street in Flemington here before the radio show. And I made a joke with Colleen, my business partner, because this guy came walking around the corner and he was on the other side of the street and he walked by and he looked up and he just smiled and said hi. And it was so weird because people just don't do that anymore. So I was laughing. I was like, I said to Colleen, I said, I feel like I did my good job of the day, my good deed of the day or something, like you say, creator of joy, mm-hmm. because I actually said, hi, how are you? It's mm-hmm. just not there. So if we're talking about it's not there at our age and we know how busy you are at home, mom's working from home, doing stuff or preoccupied, you're saying you got to teach the kids this at an early age, all of that positivity. Yeah. And I know out there, if you're listening, you know, you can tell when someone's a positive person, when someone's a negative person. And it's our job to make our kids be, have those, you know, those tools, those assets by just sharing. I'm telling you again, mm-hmm. Karen Stone, Soft Stone. We're going to our break. It's already 2:45 on Talented People. Hope you're having a really great day. Stay with us. We're almost near the end of the show already, if you can believe it. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, welcome back to Town to People. It's already 2:51 at the end of the show here, and I am so glad that I'm going to be like you today. I'm going to say what I'm so grateful for. I actually had the luxury of manning a hosting for Kim Pramatic this morning on Raising Conscious Kids, and I'd already had Karen Stone planned to come on for Soft Stone in her line EQForChildren.com. You have to check it out. It's like, I'm not joking, A+ necessary for every family, every school system or homeschooling, any situation with kids, grandparents or parents. Just check it out and seriously just take a look at it, because you'll want this in your life, not only for your kids but for yourself. But anyway, so Kim told me, hey, I need a guest, I'm out today and I need you to co-host for me or whatever, man it. And then I got actually to hear in more detail about Karen's products and just about her life. And so we've had like about 3 or 4 hours together today.
Yes, we have.
And I'm just grateful for that time.
Oh, thank you.
You know, your story, that starting with the being bullied, starting with all the, you know, a jitney, riding to school in Atlantic City and being just ousted and not feeling normal and not, and you're listening to your brain. And then instead of going in the negative way, you just went back and corrected that for both yourself and for everyone else. And I'm telling you, thank you. I'm very grateful to know you.
Well, thank you, and I'm grateful to be here and to share, after so long, my dream and my commitment for children to really, really know who they are. I mean, to really experience themselves and their goodness, and to learn how to be creators of joy for themselves and others. I mean, I can't wait. I mean, my dream of dreams, okay, is to have a children's television show. And have all my characters, of course, you know, teach these wonderful, you know, skills to children, you know, through stories and through fun ways of activities of playing with them, and for them to get to know my characters in a real way and to really identify them in a wonderful, fun, engaging way. I mean, children love characters. You know, they're very charismatic and they get very attached to them. Well, I can picture my characters being on every child's bed.
And they should be.
Yeah, and if they've had a day when they maybe they didn't have a kind voice, they need to go get headphone. And maybe if they had a day where, you know, they didn't say they were sorry and they weren't accountable for, you know, making a mistake, and they said something they should have, they need to go get hug a heart and give them a hug. And, you know, and if they feeling like, you know, oh, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't feel good about myself, they need to go get Lily Loverbody. Okay? So, you know, this way children can have somebody to identify with and to identify with who they are in a very positive way and know that they're affirmed and that they're considered, you know, worthwhile, and that they, and to build a sense of self that has value and worth. And I can't ask for anything more for all the wonderful children, the children that are now in this, coming into this world. We live in a very chaotic world. We live in a very troubled world.
And that is all of the messaging that they get. They don't get anything positive at all.
And then the problem, too, is they're all on cell phones and they're all, you know, with technology. And they really need to connect, you know, because we learn through mirroring neurons. We learn through eye contact and through watching and through connecting. And that's how we learn, you know, who we are and what we're meant to do and what we're meant to model. And we spend so much time with our heads in technology that we're losing a lot of our children's social and emotional development that way. And social and emotional development is very important from birth to six. I mean, that's when the emotional brain is developing the fastest. And those skills are not innate. Those skills have to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with all that's going on in working families, you know, it's very difficult for that social emotional learning to happen. And we're finding that emotional intelligence is dropping significantly in the world. And,
Again, thank you so much for just bringing all of this information. It's interesting to talk to you and have you back on the show again to talk more about some of these studies and everything that you've been working on and that you know integrated into your product line. So you have less than a minute left. Do you want to say anything
really?
To everybody
okay.
out there?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I'm here and certainly reach out to me, and I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to, you know, be connected to you. I'm so excited to bring you CJ and my family of characters, and I certainly hope that if you have young children, okay, that you will, you know, engage this, embrace it, and watch your lives change, and watch, you know, welcome to the land of love and joy. I can't say anything, you know, more than that.
Neither can I. Perfect words to end our show on today, talented people. Have a great week. Thank you, Karen, so much for being so yourself and
thank
all
you.
The
You're
positivity
welcome.
You bring. And thanks for listening in. You guys take care.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't know whether there's an epidemic of violence. My instincts tell me there isn't, but I don't know. I can't tell you whether shootings involving people of any different color are up or down or sideways, and nor can anybody else in this country.
That's FBI Director James Comey testifying before Congress that Black Lives Matter actually has no conclusive evidence that there's an epidemic of crime against young blacks by police officers. Comey said there is no data to back up the assertions, and it would take 2 years to get an organization together to get enough data to make an educated decision. The head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, testified before Congress today that banks are in better shape than they were years ago.
That large banking organizations should maintain sufficient capital buffers to withstand a period of significant stress.
Yellen continues to deny the Fed's trying to manipulate the economy for the benefit of Hillary Clinton after it was found one of the board's governors made donations to the Clinton campaign. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T.
It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16 plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
...59 in White House, 55 in Quakertown, 58 in Lebanon, 60 in Phillipsburg, 57 Raritan, and 58 in Hopewell. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon.